Nebraska lawmakers held a wide-ranging debate on legalizing medical cannabis Wednesday against the background of petition drives that could take the issue out of their hands. The proposal by Senator Anna Wishart would legalize cannabis, or marijuana, for a list of medical conditions ranging from cancer to PTSD. Wishart said studies have shown cannabis to help people with those conditions. Senator Adam Moorfield supported the legislation.
We should legalize medical marijuana because there are families, there are children, and there are Nebraskans that are suffering. We should legalize marijuana, medical marijuana, because that's what Nebraskans overwhelmingly believe we should do. We should legalize medical marijuana because it's the right and moral thing to do.
Last year, a petition drive collected enough signatures to put medical marijuana on the ballot, but the Nebraska Supreme Court ruled it off as containing more than one subject. Senator John Arch opposed the proposal, noting that the federal government classifies cannabis as a prohibited Schedule I drug.
According to the FDA website, quote, Schedule I drugs, substances, or chemicals are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples of Schedule I drugs are heroin, LSD, cannabis, ecstasy, methaqualone, and peyote. End of quote. Would we be having this discussion about any other Schedule I drug? LSD, ecstasy? I don't think so, at least not today.
Senator Mike McDonnell supported the bill as a way to head off a petition drive to legalize recreational marijuana.
If you want to try to stop recreational marijuana, then help put something in place based on medical marijuana to stop people's pain and suffering, save us dollars based on less medication, and also at the same time, take those people that are just interested in medical marijuana, not recreational, and take them off the table.
Senator Suzanne Geist opposed the bill despite limitations including a prohibition on smoking the drug. Geist said the proposal contains no limits on the concentration of the psychoactive ingredient, THC.
There's actually no therapeutic use for high concentrated levels of THC. And this bill allows for high concentrated levels of THC. You may not be able to smoke it, but you can vape it. You can crush the pill. There are so many ways that you can use this non-medically.
Senator Wishart said there's a long history of using cannabis as medicine.
This is a plant that has been around for 10,000 years. It is one of the oldest plants ever cultivated by humans. It is clear through anthropological and archaeological evidence that cannabis has been used as medicine across the world for thousands of these years.
Senator Julie Slama said the fact that cannabis is a plant doesn't mean it should be legalized.
You know what's also a plant? The strains of poppy known as the opium poppy that are used to make drugs like heroin. Guess what? The federal government regulates and bans those strains of poppy.
Senator Dave Merman cited a U.S. Senate report to express concern about people driving under the influence of marijuana.
An increasing number of states are finding that cannabis is the most commonly detected drug in impaired drivers. In Colorado, between 2013 and 2017, the number of drivers involved in fatal car accidents who tested positive for either cannabinoids only or cannabinoids in combination with other substances increased by 183%.
Wishart said there are no data to show medical cannabis has caused increased traffic fatalities. Senator Terrell McKinney said he supported the bill as a first step toward ending the war on drugs, which has disproportionately hurt minorities. And McKinney reacted to critics who say they don't like being around people using marijuana.
What if I don't want to go outside and see a bunch of drunk people? Does that mean we should come in here and introduce a bill to prohibit the sale and usage of alcohol? I don't like the smell of tobacco or cigarettes. Should I introduce a bill to ban tobacco in the state?
Wishart used an analogy to describe how she views the federal obstacle to medical marijuana, which she said 48 states permit in one form or another.
There's this huge mountain that we seem to think is absolutely insurmountable, but there's a trail all the way up it that's trampled down by 48 other states, and they're just waiting to us, waving and like showing us how to get there. And we're sitting down at the bottom of it saying, oh, but we can't possibly do this.
Senator Mike Hilders opposed the bill but faulted the federal government.
The reason why the other states are doing it is because the federal government is not enforcing the law. And by the way, neither of those two facts you will find me to try to controvert or contradict. But I believe, colleagues, that is an absolute failure of the federal government. And one that, if it spreads, should worry every single one of us.
Senator Rich Paul said he was torn about the bill, but suggested if the legislature doesn't act, the issue will be decided by a vote of the people.
If we can't get our act together, I think somebody will get it together for us.
Petitions to legalize medical cannabis and recreational marijuana have already been filed with the Secretary of State. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.